Hi, I'm Phil, and this is Real Rock and Blues. Is sponsored by realrockandblues.com. To thank everybody that emailed me after the first podcast to say they enjoyed it, especially John and Ross and Marty. I think Marty is actually somebody who used to listen to me when I was broadcasting on Ribble Valley Radio over the internet. I just hope that this time that Marty isn't actually at work while he's listening, because we had a bit of banter going on. What sort of job can you spend your time on the internet listening to a British community radio station when you're in New York and get away with it? I want a job like that. Right, John asked what that introduction, that theme tune that I'm using is, and it's actually Freddie King, and it's a track called Sidetracked, which I think is rather wonderful. Obviously, Freddie King is best remembered for things like Hideaway, but he did so many good things. There's a particularly good track I like, which is called When the Welfare Turns Its Back on You, which you may remember was murdered, I think that's the word, murdered by Robert Cray. But not to worry, if you can find Freddie King's version, you really must listen to it. So what's on the show tonight? Well, Tim Fight. Now, Tim Fight is odd. No. I think that me liking Tim Fight is odd because Tim Fight sequences music. And he's a bit of a rap artist and all that sort of thing. But he's just pure, pure magic. So there's Tim Fight. Screaming Jay Hawkins. Very odd, very dark and not nice man. I've got something by him. Captain Beefheart, of course. Patti Smith. Richard Hell. And the amazing, wonderful Reckless Eric. There's so much more on as well. So let's begin. And the first track is Tom Waits.
Yeah. inebriated, good evening to you all. Welcome to Raphael's Silver Cloud Lounge. Slip me a little crimson, Timson. Give me the lowdown, Brown. I was a scoop, Betty Poop. I'm on my way into town. Chris Everetta, I'd like to thank Guana for opening the program for us. I'm so goddamn horny, the crack of dawn better be careful around me. Yeah. I want to pull on your coat about something here tonight. Yeah. Little news I like to throw your direction. See, I used to know a girl. Yeah, and it was a hubba hubba and ding ding ding. I said, baby, you got everything. A week later, it was a hubba hubba and ding ding dong. Baby, it sure didn't last too long. I know things are tough all over, they ain't getting any better. But I was moved to kind of scribble a little bit of a kind of an emotional weather forecast for you this evening. What I'm talking about is, well, you know, I've been playing in nightclubs and staying out all night long, coming home late, and gone for 3 months, come back, and everything in your refrigerator turns into a science project. So you get designs on a waitress, you know. She got 3 or 4 kids. She's sorting out her checks and she's counting out her change. You say, hey baby, heat me up a bear claw on the radar range. Well, and then it gets real cold.
Yeah, that was Tom Waits. I really, really like that. I know it's not really what you would call a song. It's just him meandering about with a piano. But, you know, I want to go to places like where you can actually, over the sound of the radio, you can actually hear the atmosphere. You can hear the smoke. You know, people are having a good time. They're having something to drink. They're with their loved ones. And you have somebody with so much talent as Tom Waits. Do you know, I don't think that he's really what you would call a singer. I think he's more of an actor who sings. Because all his songs tell a story. If you're not familiar with Tim Feit's work, I think you really ought to be. I was given a promo of his first album, Gone Ain't Gone, in 2005. And it sat there in the should-be-listened-to file, you know, that pile of CDs that we all collect. It sat there for about 18 months, and every time it came to the top, I thought, yeah, okay, fine, I'll put it to the bottom. Eventually, I did listen to it, and I have wasted 18 months of my life by not listening to Tim Feit. This is a track that's called No Good Here.
You've been thinking I've been bored. Self-indulgent, self-destroyed. But I've been busy, baby, I keep busy. Quitting every job in New York City. Little mama, what you done? You've been smoking marijuana. But I keep busy, baby. Fuck it, I'll fight for air. Y'all gonna be all attack, 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 attack. Tip your cognac, back, 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 back. Talk about check out the loser. But I suppose a life of fuck yous is all that I'm used to. Around here. Around here. Around here. Around here. Around here.
listening to Real Rock and Blues with me, Phil. Have you ever bought a CD after hearing just one song? I know it's crazy, and it usually leads to tears. Well, I did it once. Well, actually, I've done it several times. Most of these experiences have not been good, it has to be said. Anyway, I did it once when I saw Gross Point Blank, a film starring John Cusack. John Cusack, of course, is a wonderful actor. So I watched the film, and it's an absolutely brilliant film, but there was just one song on it. And I didn't know who it was, and I eventually found out, and I bought it. And it was The Violent Femmes. And do you know what? For once, it really worked out. This is Blister in the Sun. Last time I played Robert Pete Williams doing one of his songs, it was a song called Grown So Ugly. That song was, I first heard that song, years and years ago, on a Captain Beefheart album called Safe As Milk. And I was so taken with that particular track, I had to find out who actually wrote it and recorded it first, and I wasn't disappointed. This is Captain Beefheart's version.
Oh, baby, oh, baby,
You know, one of the things about doing community radio, as much fun as it was, there were some things I just couldn't play. I wasn't allowed to. One of those things was anything that had, well, you know, bad words. Oh, bad words were not good news, which meant I couldn't play some of Patti Smith's stuff. But now I'm on the internet. Well, here it is. This is Rock and Roll Nigger.
Baby was a black sheep, baby was a whore.
Was the great and glorious Patti Smith. I think every time you say the word, say the name Patti Smith, you have to actually say the great and glorious. It just doesn't seem right unless you do. You can see why I wasn't allowed to play that on community radio. But it's a shame because the song is entirely right in what it's saying. Outside of society, that's where I want to be. Yeah, I know that feeling. Well, I'm sure we all do at some time or other. There were other songs I was not allowed to play. Certain things by Frank Zappa I could quite well understand. But there was a song by, I think it was Steel Pulse, Ku Klux Klan. And I wasn't able to play that for very much the same reason, you know, the language. But it had a point, it made sense, it made you think. And that's the real point about real rock and real blues. Anyway, one of the things I like to do on all my shows is to play Reckless Eric. Now, I have to say that I am the founder member of the Reckless Appreciation Society, was. Now, the thing about Reckless Eric is that he is, without doubt, a stone-cold genius He deserves far more recognition than he's gotten so far. And he obviously deserves loads and loads and loads and loads of money. So the point of was is to make everybody buy at least one Reckless Eric album in their lives, preferably all of them. But we'll start with one. So, you know, listen to this. It is beautiful. It is wonderful. It is going to get hold of your emotions. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you laugh. This is a tremendous song. And after having listened to it, turn off the podcast, get onto Amazon and buy any, absolutely any Reckless Eric CD. You will not be disappointed. This is the wonderful 33s and 45s.
After you, there was a shape in stenciled rubbish where the bed used to be. I know you think you've got the monopoly on grief, but I've had enough of that from you. I found a note I wrote to you about 3 years ago. I found a torn Durex packet. I found the tissues that we used to wipe away the years, the dried up issues of joy and sadness. And there was fluff. I never thought there could be so much fluff. There was handfuls of the stuff. We could measure our existences in inches of fluff. There was fluff on the skirting board, fluff on the floor. There's been fluff on my stylus for a month or more. But we sorted out the 33s and 45s, and every single record was a memory. As you packed up your china, you started to cry. But I bet you don't look like you've been crying anymore. We sorted out the 33s and 45s. Now I bet you don't look like you've been crying anymore. Your home packed up in cardboard boxes, spaces in the record shelves where you'd taken what was yours and possibly some of mine. And now some new friends, people I don't know, are gonna help you down the stairs and out of my life. Oh, 33s, 33s and 45s. We sorted out the 33s and 45s, and every single record was a memory. As you packed up your china, you started to cry. But I bet you don't look like you've been crying anymore. Cause time's the greatest healer, they say. Only time will tell. And if I'm deep in self-denial, I'll just say things very well. They're going very well. Very, very well. And how's it for you? Do you remember this one? Or this one? Or even this one?
that was the wonderful Reckless Eric. You know, there are a few, very, very few people who can actually do justice to a Velvet Underground song. Nick Cave is one of them.
Yeah.
Well, that was all a bit of an assault, wasn't it? That was Nick Cave with All Tomorrow's Parties. And before that, that was Reckless Eric with 33s and 45s. Screaming Jay Hawkins was an odd man. He obviously had his own devils, some of them which were played out in some of his records. This is Alligator Wine. Doing his thing there with Alligator Wine. One of my favourite, absolute favourite guitarists was Robert Quine. Robert Quine, well, he had a couple of things going for him as far as I was concerned. First of all, he was very, very big into the Velvet Underground, which is always a good thing. Secondly, he actually got to play with Lou Reed, and with him and Fred Marr, it was one of the best bands, oh, and Fernando Saunders as well, one of the best bands that Lou ever actually had. So, you know, had a couple of good things going for him. Something else was, actually, he was just bloody good at playing guitar. He had this style. He could do anything, but he was the model of a modern guitar hero. He could make that thing sing and cry and do all those things we want to be able to do, but unfortunately we haven't got the talent. Well, at least I haven't. For a period of time, he played with Richard Hell. And this is one of the tracks they made with Richard Hell. This is Liars Beware. And there's some absolutely great guitar interplay between Robert Quine and Ivan Julian. Liars Beware. Richard Quine. Actually, I suppose I ought to say that was actually Robert Quine. No, it was Richard Hell with Robert Quine on guitar. And that was Liars Beware. And, oh, I just love that. It occurs to me that there's not been a lot of blues in this programme. I think next time it will be a blues-based programme. So, you know, everybody who likes John Lee Hooker, Charlie Musselwhite, all the good ones, come back and I'll be playing them. I said right at the beginning of the show that there'd be another Tom Waits. This Tom Waits is called Old 55, and it has personal memories for me because a number of years ago when I first met my partner, Jane, we lived something like 30, 35 miles apart. So what would happen is that we would go to each other's houses at the weekend and stay, and then we'd have to drive home. When I was driving home, on the CD player, there always seemed to be this song. I think it started out as a coincidence once, but then it began to sum up how I actually felt. This is Tom Waits and Old 55.
1, 2, 3, 4. I pull the way slow.
That was Tom Waits with Old 45. Oh, I just love that song. I hope it made you cry as much as it makes me cry. You know, you can call me an old romantic, and you're probably right. The thing is, I believe in love, and I hope that you do as well. My name's Phil. This has been Real Rock and Blues. If you want to contact me, email me through realrockandblues.com. Whatever you're doing, have a really, really good time. Bye-bye.